college basketball action. Your 20-10 Pitt Panthers are hosting the North Carolina State Wolfpack at the Peterson Events Center this afternoon. Game time 7:45. The Pittsburgh Penguins on the road to take on the Boston Bruins. That game gets underway just about 5 minutes from now. Pens back in town on Sunday afternoon when they take on the Edmonton Oilers at PPG Paints Arena. That game gets underway at 1 o'clock. Spring training baseball. Pittsburgh Pirates playing the Detroit Tigers at this hour. Last time we checked, that game was tied up. Let's see if we have a score on it now. In the bottom of the fifth, the Tigers leading by a score of 6-4.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Rain likely for the remainder of the afternoon. High reaching 52 degrees. Rain mixed with snow overnight. Low 32 on Sunday. Rain and snow in the morning. High 38 in the afternoon. Sunny skies Monday. High near 50. Tuesday sunny 63. Wednesday sunny 67. Currently 50 in Butler. 51 in Washington. 51 here in downtown McKeesport. With new music from Porno for Pyros. Check out the website at jthurbershow.com. Find me on Facebook and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show. Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
We'll be back with you next week at this same time on these same frequently frequented frequencies, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio and McKay Sports. Stay tuned. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is next. It's 3 o'clock.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh, Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Believing in you, let him hold out his hand, let him touch you and watch what happens when someone who can look in your eyes and see into your heart. Let him find you and watch what happens cold. No, I won't believe your heart is cold. Maybe just afraid to be broken again. let someone with a deep love to give that deep love to you, and what magic you'll see. Just afraid to be broken again. Let someone with a deep love to give that deep love to you, and what magic you'll see. Let someone give his heart. Someone who cares like me.
That is Edmond Dantes Urich, otherwise known as Ed Ames, here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with, what is the name of that song? That song is called Watch What Happens. Watch what happens when Eric doesn't pay attention to what he's doing. He was also Daniel Boone. We just lost him here about a year ago, May of 2023. Ed Ames, who was, of course, a brother to the Ames brothers, who sang Ragmop and all those other classic tunes. We started this show off with Paul Marriott and I Won't Last a Day Without You. I'm Eric O'Brien. How are you today? Good to be with you. And it is now time for the holidays of the day this week that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, beginning with March 8th, which is Be Nasty Day. I think that has become every day, especially during an election year. Yes, no more comment about that. International Working Women's Day, specifically Working Women's Day. National Proofreading Day, so make sure you call your editor. March 9th is Barbie Day. It's also Genealogy Day, which is the second Saturday of March. Get Over It Day. If something's bugging you, just get over it. Let it go. International Fanny Pack Day. Now, this I don't know why it needs a day of its own, but it's the second Saturday of March as well, as is Panic Day on March 9th. So panic when you lose your fanny pack, right? March 10th, daylight saving begins at 2 a.m. So make sure Saturday night, March 9th, you set your clock an hour ahead and lose an hour of sleep, or otherwise be late for everything in Sunday morning. There you go. It's also International Day of Awesomeness. Yes, wonderful day. International Find a Payphone Booth Day. Good luck with that. Middle Name Pride Day, so go by your middle name that day. And Oscar Night is on March 10th this year. March 11th is Johnny Appleseed Day. I believe there's also a day for that in September, and I think one was his birthday and the other was the day he died, so I don't remember which is which. Anyhow, Ramadan also begins on March 11th this year. That's an interesting 30-day celebration in the Islamic tradition that actually moves throughout the year, so next year it'll be more toward April into May, I think. So there you go. It's also Worship of Tools Day. Now, I don't know if that means hammers and nails or somebody who just isn't ept. March 12th is Girl Scouts Day. It's also Plant a Flower Day, although you might want to wait a little bit longer around here. March 13th is Earmuff Day, just in time for spring. Jewel Day is also on March 13th. Not sure if that is a jewelry or if that's the artist from the 1990s. Smart and Sexy Day is also on March 13th. March 14th, Learn About Butterflies Day and National Potato Chip Day. It's also National Pie Day because it's 3/14, so 3.14, that's pi, so eat some pi and do something with the circumference of the shape. Anyhow, and then Popcorn Lovers Day is also on the second Thursday of March this year, falling on March 14th. So those are some of the holidays you needed to celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate. Meanwhile, here's Craig Duncan on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you. If you can stay around a while, we'll help you unwind. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. That was Bill Badgley and Sam. Sam, you know where I am. Bernard Ebbinghaus before that, Even the Nights Are Better. Alan Tew, This Way, Mary. The Johnny Arthie Orchestra with Sunshine Superman. That was it. Yeah, that was it. Oh, and Craig Duncan with Danny's Song. Someday I'll learn how to do this properly. Meanwhile, I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline Cambridge in the UK at the University of Cambridge. An academic there was trapped in the bathroom of a medieval tower for 7 hours until she took some inspiration from a TV show to escape. Christina Ilko, age 33, who resides in one of the rooms once occupied by 16th century philosopher Desiderius Erasmus at Queen's College, said she heard the heavy wooden door in the windowless bathroom lock behind her. Ilko, who suspects the door's latch had been broken by a plumber who recently worked on the shower in there, said she found herself locked inside that room recently and it wasn't due to be cleaned until Monday. She was trying to remember how long a person could survive on just water and hoping she wouldn't die in there. But if people came looking for her, they would check the bathroom or they would at least have to wait until Monday. She said her initial attempts proved fruitless, and she tried banging the shower head on the door, trying to break the door with brute force, shout for help, nothing worked. So she looked to a childhood idol, MacGyver, a show where the titular hero was known for turning everyday objects into useful tools, and she used a cotton swab from a fashion a hook and eyeliner pencil to push down on the latch so she could pick the lock. After 7 hours, the postdoctoral student was free. Wonderful. That's great. Meanwhile, a Wisconsin man who holds the Guinness World Record title for the most McDonald's Big Macs eaten in a lifetime extended his record by eating more than 700 of them in 2023. Yes, Guinness World Records said Fond du Lac resident Donald Gorski, age 70, ate 728 Big Macs over the course of 2023, bringing his lifetime total to 34,128 since May 17th, 1972. Okay, well, he's probably going to eat them for the rest of his life. Well, there you go. Wonderful. And finally, in California, visitors to Yosemite National Park were treated to a rare phenomenon when the reflection of the sun is falling on the water on falling water. It's shining on falling water, creating what is known as a firefall. Yosemite's Horse Trail Fall becomes a firefall only a few times each February when the reflection of the setting sun makes the falling water look like flowing flames. It's a phenomenon that is rare, and as is the waterfall, is often shaded by clouds. I'm having a terrible time this hour. Okay, but anyhow, that's what it is. A firefall is when the sun shines on the waterfall, making it look like fire. There, I said it. Henry Mancini, send in the clowns. This hour has gone to pot here. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Thank you.
Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
That behind the little smile I wore, Sunday, you'll see my face among the crowd. Maybe someday I'll share your little distant cloud. Oh, share.
Andy Williams with that Stevie Wonder tune known as My Shally Amour, and that was a classic. Before that, we had Craig Duncan and the Appalachian Orchestra with Happy Together from the Turtles. Good music there. I was just reintroduced to Craig Duncan not too long ago in terms of his recordings, and he has a lot of the Appalachian sound there in the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee, and good stuff. And then Henry Mancini did Send in the Clowns. You're listening to a clown named Eric O'Brien with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Here's Barry Lippmann. And Girl Talk.
Thank you.
a dash of friendly talk, and a huge helping of familiar music. That's the recipe for smooth, relaxing, and easy.
You love me.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Ronnie Aldridge there with a fancy rendition of Chim Chim Cheree from Mary Poppins. The Anita Kerr singers before that with In Between the Heartaches, Burt Whedon at the guitar in there as well with Laughter in the Rain, Botticelli and his orchestra with The Entertainer, Bill Luce, there ain't no use if there ain't no Bill Luce, Love Will Keep Us Together, Barry Lippmann and Girl Talk, and that was the beginning of that set, and we have just a couple more minutes left in this hour. Let's do this, okay? Here's Lex de Acevedo. Everybody, Papa. You're on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. That song's more about the oom-papa, 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 mau-mau than anything else. Here's Steve Allen taking us to the top of the hour with the Gravy Waltz. I'm Eric O'Brien. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
The day the river freezes is the day it won't seem fair. 'Cause they'll come to get the river lady, and I don't think they'll care. I know they'll scrape her paint off in their same old foolish ways. Now the people see the river, but the old ship's gone away. Water turns cold and gets to freezing. Before you even know it, the old girl's easing away from her berth, round by the point and out of our view. Off in the mist, her engine's pounding. Back on the banks, that old horn sounding. A little goodbye, a little I'll do what I must do. A little goodbye, a little I'll do what I must do. I know I will remember when I cannot hear that horn that would roll up by.